Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDE or go to goguided.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com. We're talking about today, with the schedule release coming out tonight, whether the Eagles are a Super Bowl hopeful team this year or a building year. I say building year. Ike does not accept that. Mm-mm. Jack agrees with me. Seems like the callers mostly agree
with
Ike.
What happens when we start off 2-0?
Well, I'm going to tell everyone.
Don't worry.
This is fun. This is fun. You know. Oh, Jack's got a mouthful of hot dog back there.
Oh, pause. Ooh, that boy almost got a 10-incher.
It's kielbasa, actually.
Okay.
I'm a big kielbasa guy.
The Dietz and Watson folks are here. Brought us nice bags of stuff.
Bags of meat.
They brought me pickles, cool pickles, horseradish pickles, spicy pickles, garlic pickles.
Please stop.
They're making hot dogs in the room over there.
How cool is that? They got the grills up in there.
Yeah, it's cool, I guess. Not cool for me.
We're having
cool
a meat-off.
What's that?
We're having a meat-off.
Yeah. A meet off.
Yes, Mr. Pickle.
215-592-9494. Bill in Kentucky, you're on WIP.
Listen, Spike, Jack, your takes today are digested Taco Bell trash. I cannot listen to it for another second. Mike, thank you for being the voice of reason in that calamity over there.
Mm-hmm.
You said, oh, when people are born, we crawl, walk, and run.
Yes.
Bro, just because we stunk the last six games of the season last year doesn't mean we resort back to being an amoeba. We still have the template of an amazing team. We have CJ GJ, Quinyon Mitchell, Avante Maddox is healthy. Hopefully he can stay healthy. Sidney Brown's coming
Hold
back.
Hold on. Okay. All right. But what you're doing now is you're just naming people on the team. That doesn't necessarily – Quinyon Mitchell hopefully is a great player. He played at Toledo, and you're expecting him to be a contributor in the secondary of a Super Bowl team the first year? Like, you're telling me it can't be a building year, but you're sure this guy who – and I'm not insulting you. You never saw a play, one down of football, is going to contribute. CJ GJ can't stay on the field. You know, there's a lot of stuff that has to happen for this team to be where you want them to be.
Absolutely, but you can't tell me that we're the same team today that we were in Week 17. So we were absolutely a horrible team in Week 17. I think we were a horrible coach team. A.J. Brown didn't get worse. Devonta Smith didn't get worse since the last of the season. They're all going to get better. We're not going to stay at that pedigree. So you have to assume that these are professional athletes that have had wonderful, incredible years. All of a sudden, they're not geriatric players that can't play anymore, right? So they're going to go back up to at least where they were, if not better.
Why?
Are you saying
why?
Why not?
Why would you assume that Jalen Hurts Well, when you have three real years of data on Jalen Hurts, why would you assume that he will always be the best version of Jalen that you've seen?
Because our data stream isn't 3 years old on him. We have a lifetime of football to look at. We have Alabama, we have Oklahoma. The guy's a winner. The guy is not a loser.
Dude, he lost his job to Tua Tagovailoa and then had a transfer.
And then what did he do in Oklahoma, smart guy? What did he do in Oklahoma? He won a national championship. What did he do when he stepped in for Carson Wentz? Took us to a Super Bowl.
Well, he didn't win a national championship at Oklahoma. Stop.
Bro, he played for one.
No, he didn't. He lost to Joe Burrow.
We know. He was in the playoffs.
He got torched by Joe Burrow, by the way. Lost 56-21, I believe.
Oklahoma's defense is bad.
I'm just...
Spike, I understand what you're saying. You are playing devil's advocate. You're saying why, and I'm telling you why not. Because the data set we have on this team, the intellect we have on these players say they're winners. So you're going to tell me that every championship athlete you've ever looked at in your whole career hasn't had one down career and then bounced back? Look at Kobe, Jordan, Shaq, right? Look at Joe Montana. Look at all these great players. They won 100% for their whole career. Come on, bro. Have some faith. Have some faith.
You can have faith. You can have faith. I'm going to have reason. And reason tells me that this year it would be nice if they looked competent. Yes. The last thing I've seen of the Philadelphia Eagles was incompetent. Coaching looking incompetent. Players looking incompetent on both sides of the ball.
Would you agree that's not the norm? Like, they normally look competent. So setting the bar to be competent, that's something you do for bad football teams like the Jets, like the Giants. Like, we don't have those type of standards around here. Standards of excellence.
The last thing we have on you is you were in New York, bro, but we're accepting you back.
Oh, that's right? A good one. So I'll give you that one.
Yeah.
Next on, question. Dude. What can't you live without?
I don't want Slipknot tickets. To me, it's Slipknot, no thank you. I hate that scream music, but I can't live without a debit card.
A debit card?
Ah, it's a good one there.
That's a good one. I mean,
that's a good one.
You don't really need cash anymore.
No.
Yeah, and we're going to teach you how to use Apple Pay, too. You're not even going to need cards anymore.
That would be a next step.
Yeah, that would be a next step for you.
But just to know, I am a cashless person.
Oh, you don't walk around with cash?
I don't carry any cash, no.
Can't. Oh. My dad walks around with $100 bills.
Yeah, that's because...
What's he doing?
Still living in the 80s and 90s, yeah.
Think he's in the mob or something? What are you doing?
He has to have a little knot in his pocket.
Yeah. What's going on here?
Yeah. I'm trying to make sure. No, I don't want anybody to think I have any money on me because I don't.
To me.
I'm the opposite.
I always walk around with 30 bucks. I feel like if somebody. What did I call this when I was younger? Like stick up money?
Yeah.
I would say, if somebody says, give me all your money.
Give me all you got.
I can't say I don't have anything. Yeah. Yes. $30 is reasonable.
Yeah, saying you don't have anything is liable to get you popped.
Yeah. You got to have something. 215-592-9494 Eagles.
That's a wicked way to think. I had never even thought about that.
Just keep a bonus $30. Maybe pretend you don't have it. Put it in the back of your wallet somewhere. 215-592-9494 Eagles Super Bowl team or building year this year. Ed and Delco, you're on WIP.
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing?
What up, Ed?
I do have a question. I do have a point, and then I have a question for you. So, I agree with Ike. We have to have that standard for excellence. And I understand what Fritz is saying about Kelce. And I'd be more concerned if we just drafted Juergens this year and then Kelce retired and said, go get him. But he's had time. Mm-hmm. Kelsey's still in the room. We still have those pieces. And when it comes to Jalen, here's my question. If Mahomes and Burrow had a Brian Johnson offense, I'm not saying they would be bad, but would they appear to regress? Because Jalen has improved every year we've seen him, except last year in a Brian Johnson offense. Would Burrow and Mahomes appear to regress in that offense?
Here's my question for you. Who's Joe Burrow's offensive coordinator?
Brian Johnson.
No, see, I don't want you answering, Ike.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think that the problem here is that the issues on offense were not just Brian Johnson. They couldn't have been. I'm not saying he's a great offensive coordinator or he was doing everything right, but if we are all watching the game And we all know that the blitz is coming. And we all know that they have to adjust and give Jalen an outlet. And somehow, for like six straight possessions, Jalen drops back, runs to the side, and throws the ball out of bounds. There's no way he does not see that as well. There's no way there wasn't something there.
You're saying Jalen. Yes.
So I'm sure that you can, and by the way, Jalen's comfortable with Brian Johnson too. So it's not like we suck him with somebody that he's not comfortable with. All I'm saying with the offense is that it's very easy to just say it was Brian Johnson, but it had to be a combination of both of them. Jalen has to own some of that stuff, because if we can see it as lay people watching the games, just some regular guy, there's no way that an offensive coordinator in the NFL doesn't see the same thing over and over and over and over again and make any sort of adjustment. That's my only point on that. And I think there are enough other things. As I mentioned on yesterday's show, Hurts being a little slower last year, I think made more of a difference in his performance than we're all giving it credit for. So I hope he's healthier this year than he was last year.
And my answer to that only is, you benefit from motion. And how long do you go before you press, before you stop trying to do check down, which is why you get interceptions, because you see a team is gaining on you. And you say, we got to press here. And the team knows what you're doing, because you're showing them the same picture pre-snap that you're showing them post-snap. So they start to get on to you. And the fact that we even won 11 games looking basic the way we did is even a miracle. We got to credit Jalen them just for that. Let alone
about that.
Okay.
The final six games, we didn't change it. And we said, we're still going to beat you the same way and show you the same picture pre-snap as post-snap with no motion. And I would challenge that Mahomes and Burrow benefit from that motion. When you put Jamar Chase in motion and you put them guys in motion, and you get to see what the defense is doing even better and put the defense in a conflict, that helps your offense. We didn't have anything that put defenses in conflict so that linebackers could know what was coming and make Jalen go off of a move too quick and say, all right, I'm going to press. All right, AJ, just go.
You know,
and I think that's what happened. He got frustrated, and that's what happened at the end of the year.
Ike, I have something for you on that in a second. Before I do, Ed, next question for the Slipknot tickets. What can't you live without?
You got to have music. How you going to work out?
Yes.
You got to have things to you.
Got to have music, baby.
Got to have music.
Got to have music.
Got to have music.
Yep,
absolutely.
Answer.
That's a great one, Ed. That is.
That's actually three good answers.
Yeah. Wait, we have three?
So I thought we had three.
We had debit card.
And something else.
Well, I said GPS.
Oh, you said GPS. And I said radio.
Yeah.
Did you say, oh, yeah, you can't live without your...
Yeah, well, yeah, that one was assigned to me. I can live without it. I just can't do the show well without it. So the thing, I am going to concede to you on the show we did on Monday based on Ed's call right there. So the show we did on Monday is, who is there more pressure on, Nick Sirianni or Jalen Hurts?
Okay.
And Ed was talking about all of the problems with last year's offense and no motion and this, that, and the other. All I know is that Jalen Hurts has, if I hear one person making an excuse for him this year, there's no excuses for that guy this year.
Oh, you're agreeing that there's more pressure on Jalen.
It's on Jalen.
Okay.
I was wrong. You were right on that one. Because I'm thinking about it, and everything that anyone, the only excuse could be if somehow Juergens is not,
right,
is not, and Tyler Steen doesn't work out, and your Mekhi Becton plan doesn't
happen. Yeah, if your offensive line is terrible,
it's a disaster, then that's trouble.
Although Wentz didn't get that excuse in 20.
Well, he got it from some people.
What? No, not enough.
maybe. I just think he is. And you know, it's not pressure. It's not a bad kind of pressure. If I'm going to be put in a pressure packed situation, mm-hmm. and you're going to give me all of the tools I need to succeed, that this year in a lot of ways will show us what he's made of. Because this is not pressure that you crack under. This is the kind of pressure that you thrive under.
Supposedly, is what he should thrive under.
If you are what we want you to be.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. So.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We'll get to Johnny in West Philly right after Ike talks for 1 minute about Elite Acura.
Yeah, man. Are you in the market for a new car but not sure where to turn? Well, go see my friends over at Elite Acura during their Memorial Day Spectacular. Now's the time to score monumental offers all month long. And their selection? Absolutely loaded with hundreds of the most exciting Acuras on the market. Now, whether you're looking for a sleek sedan, a spacious SUV, or a sporty coupe, Elite Acura has got your back. Right now, you can lease a new 2024 Acura MDX with super handling all-wheel drive for just $499 a month with a $2,000 loyalty appreciation offer. Or you can lease a new 2024 Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive for $449 a month with a $1,000 loyalty appreciation offer. You need to hurry into Elite Acura right now during the Memorial Day Spectacular to claim your unprecedented savings today. Make sure you visit them on Route 73 North in Maple Shade and tell them Ike sent you, or shop online at EliteAcura.com. Give them a call at 567-908-0528 for offer details.
215-592-9494. I say this year is a building year for the Eagles. Ike says Super Bowl is the goal. Johnny in West Philly, you're on WIP.
Thanks for having me. It's definitely a Super Bowl year. We don't never rebuild anymore. We always retool, so to speak. Far as what happened last year, I'm going to tell you straightforward. It was on the offensive coordinator and the defensive coordinator, as I've spoken on before. Every quarterback, Hall of Fame quarterback that you could think of, had a bad year between their second to fourth year starting. Most likely, our guy is going to be cool. Like, he's a coach's son. He's going to learn from his mistakes. Kellen Moore should be able to help him out, make things easier as far as, you know what I mean? Like, Brian Johnson didn't get that guy no help last year. Like, he had to make things happen.
So Aaron Rodgers, third year, he threw for 4,000 yards, 28 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, and completed 66% of his passes.
What about his four for a second? What? All right, let me give you some numbers. I got some numbers right here.
Okay.
Peyton Manning, 26 touchdowns, 23 interceptions, fourth year. Patrick Mahomes, he went 12-5, and he struggled on his third and fourth year. Tom Brady, 28 touchdowns, 14 interceptions. Carson Wentz, his career was over around that time. John Elway, 22 touchdowns, 23 interceptions, second year. 19.
Tom Brady, you just said 28 touchdowns and 14 interceptions was a bad year. If Jalen Hurts threw for 28 touchdowns last year, we would have threw him a parade. How many touchdowns did he throw for last year? 15?
I thought it was in the 20s, listen, wasn't it?
But you got to count in Jalen Hurts rushing touchdowns, though.
No. He's not getting tush-push touchdowns.
Yeah, there are asterisks on those. Asterisks.
Yeah. No. Real rushing touchdowns.
Let me keep going. We got a way better defensive coordinator. Can we agree with that?
Yes.
A way better offensive coordinator. That was our main issues last year. This year, you know, the NFC East didn't have a repeat champion in, 21 years? So we're not worried about the Cowboys. They're not going to beat us again. The Giants. Washington, we're not worried about none of those teams. So we're in the playoffs. After that, who are we going to worry about? The 49ers and Brock Purdy? No, we're going to kill him with Vic Fangio as our defensive coordinator. And our
Brock Purdy was in the Super Bowl last year and was the number one rated quarterback in the NFL. And the 49ers embarrassed the Eagles. They ruined their season.
Yeah, they did. But once again, before that happened, I always said that we were worse than our record because of our coordinators. Once again, back to the coordinators. We were worse than our record actually said than that we was, and it showed after we got our behinds kicked by the 49ers.
I hope you're right, Johnny.
Mm-hmm. I'm 100% sure, but I'm very good at this, and I'm good with the sports betting. And that helps. Like Jalen Hurts is going to take a step forward. Every Hall of Fame quarterback that I name and more, if you look at their between second to fourth year, it's a lot of struggle that happens. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to recover. He's the coach's son, and he's going to listen to our coordinators and improve.
I hope.
Yep.
Next question, Johnny. What can't you live without?
Sports. Do that sound bad? It's really
No, that's great.
I listen to you guys on the way from work and back from work, and when I'm home, ESPN.
Well, I appreciate
really like
it.
Movies and stuff. Yep.
Thank you, Johnny.
Yep. Which is probably why every streaming service is getting in bed with a sports team.
Yeah.
Or gambling or something. Yeah, pertaining to sports.
We're
now moving to Netflix.
Yeah. I mean, they tried it out. The first live thing I think they did was the Brady roast.
Yep.
Yeah, that was the first live. I think they did a comedy special, but the first sports-ish live thing.
And then
they
got the next one is Tyson.
Yes.
And then the NFL.
They got the fight. Yep.
Tyson, Jake Paul.
$150 million a game.
Is that's what they're paying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, man.
Hey, man, you got to pay these. How do you think these quarterback salaries are coming from?
Yeah.
You guys are making $50, $60 million a year.
Growing the game. Roger Goodell, who everybody loves to clown, certainly has figured something out, man. What does he make, $40
sure.
million a year or
something
million, like
that? Yeah.
Do people still clown Goodell, or is he still like, I don't know.
It's
like
kind of become old hat, but he still gets booed everywhere he goes.
He does get booed. Yeah, that comes with the job, I guess. Yeah.
He's sort of getting booed like a supervillain instead of a doofus.
Yes.
No.
Yep.
Manfred gets booed like a doofus. Adam Silver is.
Does he even get booed?
I think Manfred would get
booed.
No,
I'm in Silver.
So,
does anybody
at the
even
draft.
React to Adam Silver?
I think they boo him at the draft.
Okay.
Yeah. He definitely looks like a supervillain. You know what? I'm afraid that I am coming across as negative. It's not negative. I am hopeful that they take a step in the direction that we are hoping. But I just can't get from what I saw last to, and not even, when we're saying Super Bowl, you're talking about contender. I'm aware you're not saying they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Right.
They're definitely going to be in the Super Bowl. But in the conversation to be in there is.
Oh, we're in the NFC Championship. Facts.
Yeah, I just.
We're there.
The last time they were in the playoffs.
It doesn't matter whether or not we're hosting it.
They got run off the field in Tampa.
Tampa. Is not that team. That was a bad team. That was bad mojo at the end of the year. I don't know if this bad mojo still on the team. Now, if it's bad mojo still here, then you're right. Things will continue down the same path. But, I mean, they've come off of, I don't want to say bad season. That really was more of a bad ending to the season. They can bounce back. You don't believe.
They can.
You don't believe Jalen feels motivated to bounce back? Like, Jalen should feel as if he needs to prove something this year. He may not say it publicly, but he should feel the need to prove that he's worth the money the Eagles have invested in him, that he's worth all of the other endorsements and everything else he's gotten, or unless you want to just be one of those players that you got your money and you don't care. I don't think that's the type of kid this guy is. Anybody that has a highly competitive spirit, that last year can't sit right with you. So you want to make sure you don't feel that way like you did at the end of the year. They got some highly competitive, not only highly competitive, but very good skill players when you look at the offensive side. I mean, I'm talking about some guys that could be at the top of their position at the tight end spot, the wide receiver spot, the quarterback spot, and the running back spot. These are guys that have the ability to be in the top five at their position. And the offensive line as a whole has that ability. This team is going to be driven by the offense. The defense just needs to do enough to where they're not hurting the team.
Middle of the pack.
Yeah, that's fine. I think they'll be a little better than that. I think they'll be a top 12 defense. I think they can be a top 12 defense. And I'm going to tell you why I think they can be a top 12 defense. I look at the quarterbacks they have to face. You got Lamar. You got Joe Burrow. And
You got Love. You got Cousins.
Yeah. These Loves, Cousins, and Baker Mayfield. All these guys in the same category.
Stafford.
Oh, we play Stafford?
Yeah.
We beat Stafford last year. And quite frankly, outside of 1 year, Stafford is a top 10 to 15 quarterback himself.
You've always been anti-Stafford.
Well, because I think he went to a loaded football team. He won a title. He's been garbage ever since.
Year two, Bryce Young they face.
Oh, yeah. That really scares me.
Deshaun Watson?
That scares me.
Can you imagine, by the way, if Deshaun Watson really does suck now?
Well.
It's possible.
Sure it is, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I just look at the teams we face, and, I mean, we're going through the schedule later. I took a sneak peek. I don't even know what dates we play these guys on, what nights we play them on.
You're just looking at the opponents.
We're no worse than 8-1 at home.
Oh, my God.
No worse.
Go it is a pretty trash juice.
Look at these homes. Look at these home opponents.
I mean, it's Cowboys, Giants, Washington, Browns, Falcons, Panthers,
win.
Jags.
Win.
The Packers game doesn't count because it's Brazil.
Right.
And then Steelers.
Yeah. And that Packers game is the only game that I'm really giving them a loss on. And I may not even pick them to lose. I didn't want to go 9-0 at home. I could have easily said 9-0 if I included that Brazil game. But in the link, they're going to be 8-0 with those opponents they're facing. Are you kidding me? Those opponents they're facing in the link? You think these teams, you think Bryce Young is coming here and win? You think Trevor Lawrence is coming here and winning? Come on, man.
The challenge for today's show
Kirk is... Kirk Cousins? When's the last time Kirk Cousins won here?
Kirk Cousins has a better resume than Jalen Hurts does.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't. And before you say that again, think about it.
He does, though.
In what way?
He is a consistent top five passer in the NFL every year.
You do realize Jalen Hurts in 3 years as a starter has more playoff wins than Kirk Cousins has.
That's fine.
Well, how does he have a better resume?
Well, if you put Kirk Cousins on the team that Jalen Hurts had, maybe he would be in the Super Bowl, too.
I mean, good teams does Kirk Cousins need to play on?
I'm just saying.
Guy lost to Daniel Jones at home.
I'm just saying, if we're saying, well, we get to face Kirk Cousins, then the Falcons say, oh, we get to face Jalen Hurts.
You think they really say that?
I don't know.
Yeah, when people see the Eagles on the schedule, that's not what they're thinking. This ain't barbecue chicken when you see the Eagles on the schedule. I see the Falcons on the schedule. I see barbecue bird. That's what I see.
And that's from a Falcon great, too.
Right.
I sort of do want to point out they did lose at home to the Cardinals last year, but it's okay. It's okay.
That was in the swoon. That don't even count, man.
Jack, the challenge for this year is to get...
You know the quarterbacks we beat last year? Josh Allen, Tua,
oh my goodness.
Dak, Patrick Mahomes.
Well, I try to tell you and everyone
else...
Did we
not beat those quarterbacks last year?
Well, Tua's just a guy. Like, I try to educate everyone.
If Tua's just a guy, Kirk Cousins is just a guy.
Well, of course he is.
No, okay. Tua's definitely just a guy.
So is Kirk.
Nah, Kirk Cousins is...
Kirk Cousins stinks. No one wants Kirk Cousins.
Let's not go too hard.
I forgot. He's a three-time Michigan State captain.
That's right.
He's going to throw for 375 yards.
I'm going to give you yards, y'all. No doubt about that.
It done well with those yards.
Yeah, he killed us last year. I think he threw for almost 400 yards. And they still lost.
Which side are you on? You're supposed to be on my side.
Well, I hate Kirk Cousins. That's the problem. Okay. Yes, he can't get out of his own individual way.
Purdy sucks, too. Don't even bring me that to me.
I'm trying to get one caller to agree with me, and you're switching sides.
We do have one caller that wants to agree with you.
Okay.
He's just a Cowboys fan.
We'll get to him. So, coming up next, he does color for the best team in baseball's radio broadcast. That's one Larry Anderson. We'll talk to him about the Phillies next. Today's show is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or goguida.com. That's goguida.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.